Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You're born again. So if you're born again, why don't you know about your home? When I go to Jamaica and they stamp my passport, the person says, welcome home, because I always tell them my daddy was born there. Legally, I could have dual citizenship because of my dad being born there and raised there. I could have dual citizenship. But it's a lot of red tape, so I'd rather just have my passport and visit. Now, once I go home, I am now exposed to all the things of my father's world. And because I'm his blood son, I know how to function in that world. Why? Because he taught me. He told me. I understood. So when I go there, I'm not a stranger. I know where to go and where not to go. I know what to eat and what not to eat. I know where to stay, so forth and so on. Why? Because I knew someone that was familiar with that world. So when I go, it's going home. As a Christian, Jesus comes to save us, to eliminate the sin deficit. For what purpose? Just to leave us here to continue to flounder in mediocrity and worldly bondage? No. To introduce you to the kingdom where everything resides that gives you a better life. Until you believe that God wants you to have a better life, you'll keep walking in bondage. Until you believe that he wants you well, you'll keep loving sickness. You'll enjoy poverty and keep making excuses for it and make it extremely tolerable for you until you believe God doesn't want this for me anymore. You will take the necessary steps to employ the power of God. So they come to him to ask him, and he says, you are supposed to understand these principles so that you won't live in bondage to that world. Now, we are so settled in the procedures of that world that we default to that world without thought. We accept whatever that world says without challenge. Because it's just normal to walk in doubt. It's just normal. So our speech resonates with the lies of that world. Hey, how's it going? Child, I'm standing. I'm one day at a time, I'll make it. I don't know, boy. Just pray. Those of you that know the words of prayer, pray. Listen to this. Pray my strength in the Lord. Now, a lot of you repeat that. It's a stupid thing to say. In the Word of God, it never says, pray my strength in the Lord. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Once again, it's a positional shift. If you're over there functioning in weakness, pray my strength in the Lord. But if I'm over here, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because I don't look at the things that are visible, but I look at the things that are invisible, for the visible things are countermanded by the invisible things. And no matter who wins the presidency, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. So you and I are not panicking. Why? Because our governance is not there. Paul teaches in Ephesians, we look to a heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. When I went to Rome, I made sure I stayed in a hotel near the American embassy. Just in case something happened, all I had to do was run across the street. Now, all embassies are guarded by Marines. The Marines, you know, they're on the perimeter of the embassy. And when you run across the street and something's happened, and I run across the street and say, I claim asylum and show them my passport, they have to let me in. Only people they don't let into the embassy are people from the Air Force, the Army, and the Navy. They just leave them out to die. But everybody else, they let you into the embassy. All right, why? Because you're a citizen and you have proof, okay? Same way with God. You live here, but you're of there. So when the enemy comes against you here, you just go to the embassy, and in the name of Jesus, they that call upon the Lord shall be saved. And that's for every area of your life. That's financial, that's health-wise. Every area of your life is subject to the lordship of Christ. Everything in this realm is subject to the lordship of that realm. Why? That's why God saved you, to take you from the curse of this realm. You do not have to accept arthritis. It's of this realm. By his stripes, I'm healed. You don't have to accept bad hips. That's of this realm. By his stripes, I'm healed. You don't have to accept cancer. By his stripes, I am healed. Now, the faith I need to become adapted to this realm comes through the preaching of the word of God. Now, the gospel is not only the preaching of the birth, life, death, burial, and resurrection of my sovereign Lord, Jesus. That's the beginning. Do you understand that when you are born again, you are just connecting? That's all you're doing. When you're born again, you're adopted. Before you were born again, you were a foster child. The devil was your foster parent. And he had you in his DHS system. And that's why you were miserable, because you had bad foster parents. But God saw you. And I'm not talking about saw you when you were in that foster parent house. He saw you before you were born. And then he put in the papers. He put in the papers to adopt you. But sin stopped the process. And then God extended himself. And Jesus comes out. And he says, go and deal with this legal issue. So Jesus becomes the propitiation, the substitute to satisfy the holiness of God and eliminate the wrath between us and God. Jesus takes the wrath on himself. The moment that was done, when he died, he had to die. He had to physically die. He had to die. And I mean die, heart stop, die. There was no soul sleep. He was dead. And he was in the ground for 3 days. He couldn't stay 4 because corruption would have set in. And he said, thou shalt not let your Holy One see corruption. And so he pulls him up at the end of the 3rd day. And when he got up, that was to validate the adoption. Satan couldn't challenge my adoption, because the one who wrote the papers died to enforce it, got up to regulate it, and walks with me to make sure I don't go back there. And told me, Eric, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. Nobody can take you back to bondage. You are my child forever. If you fall, I'll help you get up. If you backslide, I'll reach and pull you forward. If you doubt, I'll give you more faith. If you think you can't make it, I'll take you by the hand. But you're in my family now. Now, Jesus says, you're supposed to know all this. He said, I speak in parables so people who aren't of our kingdom won't understand. Black folk have a language that nobody else understands. Normal ethnic groups listen to us and don't know what we're talking about. Sup? We are unique people. We can say what Japhethites take a whole sentence to say. We can say it in two words. And then we'll pervert the first word. Japhethites will say, good morning, how are you? It is good to see you. I'm glad you're doing well today. We say, what's up? And what's up opens the door to answer all the other questions. You can get a 35-minute response from, sup? Sometimes we are so astute with communication, we don't even ask words. We just... And that'll get you, man, I don't know what's going on. All you did was... Other groups are looking, all he did was raise his head, Chauncey. Well, Chad, if you lived in the hood, you'd understand. We're the only people that communicate in that fashion. Feeling me? Other people look and say, oh gosh, no. I don't do that. But we know, feeling me? Yeah, man, I'm. What is that? That's the language of our kingdom. There's language for that kingdom. And that language must be mastered. If you believe you're in that kingdom, then you learn the language of that king. When people in that kingdom tell you you can't be successful, that kingdom says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When this kingdom throws a Jezebelian threat at you and tells you like they told Elijah that by this time tomorrow you're going to be dead, this kingdom says, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper and you cannot bring me down. Once God puts me up, you can't bring me down. So I'm not even sweating you.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.